With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, it's time for WEEI at Night.
I think we can all see the ball is definitely traveling differently, but you can't cry about it. You got to go out there and pitch. I'm not going to cry about it, so our hitters get to hit with it.
Fans like home runs. Yeah. I mean, it's not the worst thing in the world. Our scientists that have been now studying the baseball more regularly have told us that this year the ball has a little less drag.
I think they're perfectly fine the way they are.
Yeah, me too. I'm not a scientist, so I'm just trying to hit the thing, and whatever it does.
With Chris Villani and Patrick Gilroy.
With the 16th pick in the 2016 NBA Draft, the Boston Celtics select Gershon Yabusele.
According to Chris Haynes of Yahoo Sports, the Celtics will be waiving forward Gershon Yabusele.
You really need to do a breaking news sounder for that?
Yabusele. People like Yabusele.
We're talking about summer league basketball. And the moment I flipped the topic to Gershon Yabusele, I had five full lines.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Final hour here. Villani and Gilroy, Sports Radio, WEEI. Number to join us here is 617-779-7937. You text the program at 37937. You find us on Twitter, at Gilroy on Hoops, at
Gilroy on Hoops.
No, I was asking for yours.
No, but every time, you'd have no idea how many times I've been driving home.
I say it
and
twice.
It's about the same time. It's usually right as I'm hitting the same traffic light. And I actually am just, I it's like singing along to a song on the radio in the car. And I, you know, you give the phone number and the text line. Obviously, I know those. It's at Gilroy on Hoops, at Gilroy on Hoops. And I just do it in sync with you. It's just a reflex at this point. It's at Chris Villani 44. But yes, I can't help but do it because I know it's coming. And it's like singing along to the chorus of a great song on the radio that you know by heart.
So I bring up Twitter because Twitter, you know, it has its pluses and minuses, positives and negatives.
Mostly negatives.
Mostly negatives, but occasionally it gives us a gem. And today, as we were sitting here doing our furiously trying to get our show prep in, we found a bit of a gem. A
couple hours. It was almost Brian Barrett level show prep. We were here for a while.
I don't think we can compare to Brian Barrett level show prep. I mean, that man gets here multiple hours early for
that
his
man
shit.
Needs a hobby.
So he can watch baseball. He's got multiple hours to spare multiple days a week. And that's what baseball is looking for. So we find this guy, right? And this guy defines everything that I think is hilarious about people in America. And this is why I enjoy people watching. So I believe Ben has got it back there. But to sort of set this thing up, there was an issue at a bagel place this morning.
Yeah, Long Island Bagel Shop. This guy walked in. Apparently he was frustrated with dating sites. That was the source of the frustration. And then he felt like, I guess one of the workers at the bagel shop smiled at him, which is not exactly unheard of for somebody in the service industry when a customer walks in to smile at them and greet them pleasantly. But I think he took this smile a different way and chaos ensued.
Hilarity ensued. I believe the wound was clearly, fresh.
The great, why is it okay for women to say, oh, you're 5 feet on dating sites? You should be dead. That's okay?
Who said that to you here? Nobody.
Women in general have said it on dating sites. You think I'm making that up? Everywhere I go, I get the same smirk with the biting lip. Shut your mouth. You're not God or my father or my boss. Dude, you want to step outside? You want to step outside?
That guy's like 6 foot five.
I'm not standing, pal.
This guy's maybe 40.
Shut up, dude. This guy didn't attack you. Get the
Oh my god. Oh my god.
At this point, at this point, the little guy just got tackled by a huge guy.
The woman in the background that says, I just wanted my bagel.
She got bleeped a little bit, unfortunately, because he was swearing. But yeah, she goes, I just wanted a bagel.
It's hilarious. And again, that's what Twitter is good for. Twitter's also good for fans to be overreacting to guys like Taco Fall. But that right there, I was having a bad day today until I saw that clip and realized...
not as bad a day as he's having.
Things didn't go well on whatever dating site he was using, whether it be Plenty of Fish, whether it's Match, whatever the dating site was. Things did not go as he planned.
Now, you've been married how long?
14 years.
So you never used the dating site, though?
Never. It was at the very beginning of, all that stuff.
Predated dating sites, so to speak.
I predated dating sites. I met my wife the old-fashioned way.
I have you in a bar?
At a Celtics game.
Yeah, that's definitely the old-fashioned way. Met my wife at a Celtics game. You know, your usual romantic Hollywood tale.
Listen, for me to be married to somebody, it had to be a Celtics fan. So when I went to games, I would often look for single, available, attractive women.
How many times did you swing and miss before you finally connected on a three ball, so to speak?
Taco Fall shoots about 36% from three.
Yeah, and what was your percentage?
About 36%.
About 36%?
Yeah, about 36%.
Okay, it's not bad.
I was 1 for 3.
Not bad. That was 33%.
I know the math. Okay. I was trying to make a reference to Taco Fall and tie it in, but you, Mr. I'm Smart Villani, had to correct me.
Well, you had to be too specific with your Taco Fall shooting percentage.
Because I know these things.
I have done online dating before, and I will say that is a thing. I've never gotten that mad about it, but that is a thing that he's talking about, where if you're not of a certain height of the male and you're a guy.
Did this affect you negatively?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But you're not short. I don't look at you and think...
I'm definitely short. I'm taller than this guy.
But how tall are you?
5'6".
I've never once looked at you and said, that guy's short.
That's just because I'm so handsome. But this guy looked like he was maybe 5 feet.
Yeah, if that.
I mean, he looked very, very, very tiny and clearly was angry about it. But that is a thing. Women will say, especially if they're on the taller side, if they're like 5'8 or 5'9". But my entire family is short. My father's short. My mother's short. My girlfriend is not terribly tall. She's probably about my height, probably about 5'6". But when she wears heels, she's taller. She was the one who was tasked with getting champagne glasses last Christmas out of a cabinet that was above the fridge. She felt like a giant. She'd never been asked to be, because her father's probably like 6'2". So
she's at the Villani house, which is full of short people.
She's now towering over everybody. And she's getting the champagne glasses that they never use out of the cabinet that's above the refrigerator.
They never use because they can't reach them, right?
Exactly. That's why they never use them.
They were waiting for you to date somebody who was of an adequate height to begin using those glasses again.
After the dust bunnies went flying off and we rinsed them out, we poured the champagne.
So did you meet her online?
Yes.
You did?
On a dating site.
Which dating site did you use?
Hinge.
Now, does Hinge have a premise?
Yeah, so their shtick is supposedly you have a mutual friend.
Okay.
In common, so I think they use social media.
Yep.
We didn't, though. So somehow, maybe it's a friend of a friend. Somehow however they do it, the system failed in a way. But it obviously worked out from our perspective.
So it worked out very well for you.
Yeah.
And Hinge, you've got nothing but good things to say about Hinge. So if I were to get divorced someday, you would recommend Hinge?
Yeah, sure.
And what if it used you, because you're my Facebook friend, if there was a friend of a friend, would you recommend me to your friend?
Well, you could at least ask, and I could give you sort of the thumbs up or thumbs down, like, hey, nice lady, or, steer clear.
There you go.
You're better off single. You're better off alone.
I'm better off
You're better off dying alone.
Better off staying married. It is so...
than this.
It's dangerously expensive to get divorced. I have friends that have done it. It is not something that I would ever look forward to doing because financially it breaks you.
There's one guy that I know, and he lived up in Vermont, and I used to work with him. He was actually my on-air partner.
Brian Barrett.
No, it wasn't Brian Barrett. And he's talked about this on the radio, so I don't think I'm talking out of school here. But he and his wife got divorced in like one afternoon. And it just went in front of the judge, took care of everything, and then went out to lunch. They actually stayed friends after the fact. And I think it also helped that he has no assets whatsoever. But because he has lifetime career in radio in Vermont. How is he going to have assets?
None.
But that was the best divorce I have ever heard of at any point. Every other one is exactly what you said. It's a nightmare. You would never want to go through it unless you absolutely have to, even with the good folks at Cordell and Cordell who could make it a joy. The fact is it's usually terrible. That was the one divorce that it just took a couple of hours, I guess. It was literally one meeting. They had no lawyers, and they just said, what's yours is yours, what's mine is mine. Here's the custody of the kid. They had one child, And that's it.
Yeah,
that moved on.
It would never go that way for me. It would be awful. I would be working for somebody else like that. In other words, I love my wife, but it's a very strong motivator to continue to love my wife.
So basically what you're saying is you just don't want to go through the divorce process.
I would hate to go through the divorce process. Are you kidding me?
And that's what's keeping you in this marriage.
No, what's keeping me in the marriage is love. Nice try there, though, okay? You're like Brad for trying to back me into a corner when it comes to the Celtics being better than the Red Sox and closer to a championship.
Are the Celtics closer to a championship than you are to a divorce?
Good question. One that I may answer later on here. I'm not answering that now.
We'll see what happens when you get home tonight.
So, it is Sports Radio WEI. My name is Patrick Gilroy. His name is Chris Villani. So before the break, I mean, we started to talk about this Gronk thing, right? And the Gronk's apparently at the ESPYs tonight. He's out and about. He's been doing his thing. He's put himself together with a couple of brands, and he's been a bit of a brand endorser now that he's retired. But the movie roles haven't really come. The TV roles haven't really come. We haven't seen him wrestle. All the things that we speculated about that he was going to get involved in post-retirement, I haven't seen these things happen. Maybe they're happening behind the scenes. Maybe he's got a big movie coming out that we don't know anything about. But if he was dreaming about being the next Rock, it hasn't happened yet. Now, he's only been retired for a few months now, so these things can take some time. But as we embark on a period in the calendar here where, you know, these guys are going to be getting together here for training camp legitimately within a few weeks, that itch, I feel like, is going to begin to need to be scratched for him. And maybe that itch is already there by evidence of him working out with Tom Brady, catching passes from Tom Brady at UCLA this week. So, Villani, as we sit here in early to mid-July, has your feeling on Gronk and the likelihood of him potentially coming back to play next year, has it been swayed at all? Has it changed at all since the day that he initially announced his retirement?
I'm trying to remember now what percentage. I think I gave it like a 7% chance he comes back.
Yeah, you and I were actually doing that show together.
Yeah, was something like that. It was single digits.
It was less than 10, I know that.
Yeah, maybe I'll knock it up to 8. I still think it's overwhelmingly likely that he has played his last snap in the NFL. And I've been consistent about that. And we've run through all the reasons ad nauseum. But the amount of trauma that he has taken, he's got an NFL body that is 30, going on about 73. All the surgeries, the injuries he's gone through. Now he's got the opportunity to have gone out on top. He's already a Hall of Famer. Nothing left to prove in the game. And yeah, it's only been a few months, and the blockbuster movie offers have not come flowing in. But I still, whatever it is, even if it's not a movie-type role, Rob Gronkowski has the type of personality, the type of persona, the type of aura about him that he is marketable. And maybe it's going into some sort of an entertainment business. Maybe it's something Gronk party planning. I don't know. There's something, though, that he can do, and he's got the energy and the drive, I think, to make a pretty good living outside of football. So I still think it's overwhelmingly likely that we don't see him back. I will say, if we do see him, it's going to be the midseason acquisition. There's no chance he's going through training camp. So catching a few passes now from Tom Brady isn't really the indicator. If we start, let's say it's early to mid-October, and all of a sudden you see Gronk out at some sort of event, and it's wait a minute. He's a good 40 pounds heavier than he was the last. He's put some muscle back on. He looks like he's getting. Then we can start to legitimately have that conversation. But he's not nowhere near football shape right now. He's in good shape. He still looks healthy, but he's in nowhere near. I'm going to play tight end and take the type of beating that position takes. Kind of shape, and until we see that, it's not going to happen.
See, my feeling is that eventually he's going to come back, and we're going to see it. He's going to do this for multiple years. He's going to be the new Roger Clemens, what Clemens did at the tail end of his career, pitching essentially half a season, three consecutive years. He's going to do something like that for as long as Tom Brady's still around. I truly believe that because nobody's looking at Gronk and saying, okay, you're 30, you know, you can play tight end in the NFL till you're 39, 40, so you have another good 9, 10 years left. Nobody's looking at him with that expectation. People are looking at him and saying, okay, how do we draw this thing out so you can help Tom Brady get to the finish line and get there correctly, get there strong? So to me, that's how it's going to be pitched to him. That's how it's going to be sold to him. And as long as Brady's going year to year, I think that that's something that Gronk can wrap his head around. If the Patriots were going to Gronk and saying, no, you know, you're 30 years old. We need you here, Gronk being Gronk, for the next 5 years at a minimum. I think that would scare him away. That would push him away. But if we're talking about making an 8-game commitment for the next year or two. That is something that I think is palatable to a guy like Gronk. And eventually, I think boredom is going to take over a little bit here. I think that boredom is going to get to him. Because again, what's going to happen when all of his friends, everybody he associates with, they're all NFL guys. They're going to get back to work.
His brothers aren't.
Again, what's he going to live a life of partying? What's he going
to
do?
He has, to this point, he's got an incredibly close family and a tight-knit group, and he's largely lived with them. And it's also, let's not conflate the situation with Clemens. Gronkowski can't turn on a dime and decide to play in the NFL. He'd get killed. He needs to get back into football shape. He needs to put on the 30 pounds or 40 pounds or whatever of muscle that he lost.
Roger had to get ready.
He didn't have to put on 40 pounds of muscle to pitch for the Astros.
No,
he didn't have to put on weight at all.
But he had to.
He did put on weight, but it was a different kind of weight.
Exactly.
He was putting it on, going to the bagel shop on Long Island, not the way that Gronkowski would need to do it. So it's the type of decision where I can see him getting that itch, but there has to be some sort of lead time here. He can't just decide on a Tuesday, you know what? I think I'm going to get back into the NFL without having some sort of months of training to get himself back to the point where his body can physically withstand the pounding. It's an incredibly demanding sport in general, and his is a physically demanding position. And the guys we see that come off the couch and play the next week, it's a kicker or a long snapper. It's somebody that doesn't have to deal with the, again, trauma that the tight end position has to deal with on every single snap. Even if you're only playing 20 snaps a game, even if it's only 8 games a season, he still needs to make this decision long before he actually puts on pads and suits up on a Sunday.
I mean, does it not concern you at all when you look at the Patriots and you look at their depth chart and the fact that they, A, never even tried to really replace him, and B, the fact that the expectations for the Patriots, they're still there. They're still as high as they always are.
Yeah, they're going to win the Super Bowl.
Despite the fact that you're losing a guy that many people consider the best tight end of all time. See, I don't fully understand how you can have a guy that many, many people consider the best ever at his position, how he can leave, he goes unreplaced, and the general consensus is now it's not going to affect them and their ability to win.
They had a guy at wide receiver who, but for Jerry Rice, was, I'd say, inarguably the best at his positions, the second best ever to play. They had Wes Welker, who was at the time considered maybe the best slot receiver ever to play. Granted, he was one of the first to really embrace and dominate at that particular position.
But they had guys that came in and were able to take his role.
Here's the thing. If the Patriots had only won one way over the past 15 years, 15 plus years, then I would say, this is going to be really different for them because they've been so heavily reliant on the tight end position, double tight end sets. This has been the focal point of their offense. Boy, I'm really skeptical that they can do it a different way, but it's not. It's been the Brady's got Rishay Caldwell to the Randy Moss era to, early on in his career, having a more dominant defense, not necessarily relying on that, but that being a big part of the way they've won, to having a running game and running backs that were essentially part of the passing game, and the short passing game becomes the running game.
He's won
they
in a multitude
have done
of ways.
It in every single fashion. So, and it's been personnel dependent. This is the way that the Patriots have operated now for the better part of a decade. It's going to sustain this way as long as Tom Brady can play at a high level. I believe that this season Brady will play at a high level. I've said I think he'll have a bounce back year statistically from what he did last year. Just having a healthy Julian Edelman will be enough to do that. And that in and of itself will put the Patriots in a position to be right back where they've been the last few years.
All right, so I would love to agree with you, but my problem with that is
you'd
this.
You'd rather be wrong. It's
no, okay. So last year they started to rely on the running game a little bit more, and Sonny Michel emerged, and the Patriots found other ways to
win.
They've
done that in the past, too, by the way. They've had a more balanced attack in many, many successful years than people give them credit for.
But what happened in the postseason? After a year where
they won the Super Bowl.
Where Gronk wasn't Gronk in the regular season, a great season blocking, but as far as his ability to be that game-breaking pass catcher, he wasn't that last year. They needed him to be that in the postseason. If Gronk were not able to break through and actually perform like Gronk is capable of performing, the Patriots don't wind up winning the Super Bowl last year. So in other words, when they needed to lean on somebody, he was the guy they chose to lean on. He was the target. He was the guy they had the faith in, and he was the guy that came through. So without Gronk last year, they do not win the Super Bowl. I'm not sure how you
but
can
they've
go.
Also won the Super Bowl without Gronk.
I get that.
When he's been on the roster but not healthy, they've won the Super Bowl.
But last year, which is the year closest to this year, and their personnel is somewhat similar to what it was last year, they had to rely on and lean on Gronk because their other options were so thin. Those options remain relatively thin this year. So I have a hard time fully wrapping my head around the fact that you're losing that guy that you leaned on just a few months back. You haven't really replaced him, and people are trying to convince me that there's going to be no effect, no negative effect whatsoever on Tom Brady and on the New England Patriots. It is Sports Radio WEI. My name is Patrick Gilroy. His name is Chris Villani. Room for you guys when we come back at 617-779-7937.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
To WEEI at night on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, so now we know what you've been doing in retirement, scooting, but what else? Tell us what's been going on for you as you've been retired.
Yeah, you know, just relaxing. I mean, just played good 15 years straight of football every single year. So just been relaxing, you know, staying active still. I love playing other sports. I actually love playing outdoor sports during the summer, like, you know, pig, horse, and basketball. Pool basketball, my favorite. But my favorite game out there is cornhole. I love cornhole. And when you sink four shots in a row, one, two, three, four against your opponent, that's a great feeling.
Still a competitor.
Played some cornhole this weekend.
Oh, boy.
I have a fabulous setup in my backyard. I love my backyard, by the way.
Okay. I don't have a backyard. See, you got that on me.
I do. I have a fabulous backyard. I have an acre of land.
I have a top floor patio.
It's all... deck, but... I've seen pictures of you drinking wine out there. Your girlfriend.
In the middle of the workday, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I know, kicking your feet up, rubbing it in some more.
But I don't have a backyard.
I have a fabulous backyard. I'm almost done building my deck. My deck took, we had to slow it down a little bit. I had to take 2 weeks off from building my deck after I took the fall off the deck.
Yeah, that'll happen.
But I'm almost
should have built a lower deck.
Probably. Almost done with the deck, but I had a nice big deck. Professional cornhole set up back there. Professional horseshoe set up back there. Swimming pool, clubhouse for the kids. It is a fabulous, fabulous backyard.
See, you know what I really want to get that I can't get right now?
What's that?
Is a really nice grill. I can't get a grill because I'm in an apartment building. They kind of frown on propane that could send the whole thing up.
Sure.
So you're limited to just an electric grill. And I've got a fairly nice electric grill, but it's still not the same.
So does that?
I want to get a really good grill.
I've always wanted to know, does an electric outdoor electric grill, is it essentially a Foreman? Like, does it have the griddle thing on it like a Foreman does? And does it cook steak like a Foreman?
No, it's better than a Foreman.
Okay.
But it's not as good as a
Weber.
Yeah, exactly. A legit grill.
I have a Weber. I have a nice grill.
There you go.
You're welcome to come over and grill. I've never been invited. My house is your house, Villani. Come on. We've been working together for almost 20 years.
Until now, I've never been invited. Almost. Wait a minute. I was 14 years old at the start of this window.
You were what, 19 and 20 when you were at 1510?
No, I was out of college by then.
Okay, so 12 years, 15 years, whatever it may be.
12-ish years.
I didn't like you then. That's why I didn't invite you over that. I just thought you were a condescending prick. I don't know.
That's probably right.
But it wasn't you. It turned out to be one of your co-hosts that I always had you confused with. And then I did a show.
That's also probably right.
Then I did a show with you, and I was like, oh, I feel terrible. Villani's the nice guy. That guy's the condescending prick.
Oh, you just couldn't tell our voices apart on the radio?
Exactly. Then you invited me in to do a show with you, and I was like, oh, he's a nice guy. So I
was kind of a jerk in my 20s. I became a better person, I think, in my 30s.
Is it because you were short?
Yeah, probably. Like the bagel guy.
I love the bagel guy.
Well, Tommy Curran, you said, had a tweet about that, right? He's rooting for him?
Yeah. I don't have it up anymore, but essentially the gist of Tommy Curran's tweet was that he wants him to succeed. He hopes he has a better day tomorrow. Clearly, like you said, clearly that guy who's become social media famous tonight for having a bad moment. Clearly, something went horribly wrong in his life the night before.
Right.
And you looked at me and you said, Patrick, what if you lost your mind at a bagel shop the day after your father died? And you got judged on that based on, you know, what you did there.
The worst moment of your life.
We don't know what took place. And clearly, what went wrong in his life had something to do with a dating site. Clearly.
Yes. I'm guessing he got that message that he referenced, that somebody said, you're 5 feet tall, you should die, but you're 5 feet tall and I'm not going to date you because of that.
Yeah.
Although after that, I don't know if he really made himself into the catch that he hopes to be on Plenty of Fish or ourtime.com or whatever site that he happens to be on.
And some positive feedback for the guy and a little bit of friendly advice. If he's at the bagel shop and he's trying to court new women, stay away from the everything bagel, the garlic bagel, the onion bagel. These will not bring women your way.
Yeah, the onion bagel is what's going to turn women away. Not his personality.
Not his personality. It's the onion bagel.
Not him screaming, you're not God or my father or my boss. You want to step outside? That's not going to be what turns women away. It's going to be the garlic bagel.
I love the fact that he did it to the biggest guy in the room. Like, that is such a high school move. Like, okay, first day of high school, go pick a fight with the toughest guy in school.
That's like first day of prison. That's what that is. Find the toughest guy and punch him.
It's Sports Radio, WEI, room for you guys, 617-779-7937. Let's grab some more calls before we get out of here. Let's go to Tim. Tim's in Drake. Tim, you're next up here on WEI.
Just a couple of things before I get to my song. You guys must be on vacation. You used to work alone. And it sounds like you guys are hitting a stride working with a partner who's just as talented.
I think, Tim, your phone kept cutting out there. I think he said that we're hitting our stride together, and we're used to working alone, but because everybody's on vacation, we're working together, and you and I do a good job together. I think that's what he said.
I'm going to choose to believe that was all positive, but yeah, his phone was in very rough shape. He was wanted to talk about Gronk coming back.
I believe Gronk's coming back. You don't.
I do not.
That's why we work so well together. And it's not fake opinions here. We don't do that.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to change my mind. I'm not going to pull an Ordway and say, I didn't say that yesterday. I said that. I'm not going to do that. I think that Gronk is going to come back. I just feel like the pull and the lure is far too tempting for him. And eventually he will give in. I have a feeling in Tom Brady's life, not many people say no to Tom Brady. And eventually Tom is going to be the one that really puts the screws to Gronk about coming back. Because, again, we can sit here and Ordway can sit here. You can sit here. We can sit here and overanalyze the Patriots and the skill level of their receivers and try to convince ourselves that they're not going to miss a future Hall of Famer. They're not going to miss quite possibly the greatest tight end ever to play the game. But they are. They are absolutely going to miss that guy. Can they scheme their way around it? Sure. Are they smart enough to figure things out so they're still a very good football team, can still put themselves in a position to potentially
reach and win the Super Bowl?
Yep. Absolutely. But does that job get a lot easier? And is there a higher likelihood of them achieving that goal with Rob Gronkowski on the active roster at the end of the season? Absolutely, they do.
If Rob Gronkowski is healthy and productive, and there are seasons where he has been and they've relied on him, and there are seasons where he hasn't been and they have won anyway. This is a team that has been able to win in a number of different fashions, and I have no doubt whatsoever. Just say I have no doubt that Richard Seymour is about to win this hand with Queen Jack suited, that the Patriots can get back to and win another Super Bowl. And Seymour did win the hand with two pair.
So we chose to believe that Tim and Drake had nice things to say about us, but he's back on the line. So hopefully we can confirm that Tim and Drake did, in fact, have positive things to say about us. Tim, let's try this again, man.
Yeah, no, you guys completely misunderstood me. You guys are awful together. No, I'm kidding. You guys are doing great.
Thanks, Tim.
It must be like, I was saying, it must be like a vacation, because usually you guys work alone, but now you guys working with somebody just as talented. You guys are really hitting your stride.
I appreciate that. It is nice. You know, I enjoy working alone on late night, but it is nice to come in here and have fun with somebody and work with somebody. You get used to working alone, but then you realize how much better it sounds when you have the opportunity to work with somebody as talented as Chris Filani is. So thank you, Chris Filani, for coming in here tonight.
I don't think the audience understands how hard it is to maintain a solo show, but you guys do a great job. That being said, about Gronk, I think, and I know it's a kind of an outlier, but I think the success of Jason Witten this season might determine Gronk's decision on whether he wants to come back or not. If Witten is even half of what he was before, after taking a year off, I think that's gonna make Gronk's decision a little bit easier.
It's not a bad thought. I mean, if he's maybe a good bellwether, and that could go the other way, too. If Witten comes back and he's a disaster, maybe that gives Gronk, you know, if we're six games into the season and Witten can't stay healthy, can't get on the field. But again, Jason Witten made the decision in the offseason, months ahead of actually having to put on a helmet and pads. I just can't overstate. I don't see Rob Gronkowski making this decision on a dime, and if he does, it being a productive thing for either him or the Patriots. Because to come back and put a uniform on and fire up the fans is one thing, but if you can't actually play the position, a demanding, brutal position, then what are we doing here?
But realistically,
it's a waste of a roster spot.
We're talking about putting on 20, 25 pounds. Realistically, it doesn't take all that long to do that. So realistically, you know, there is this scenario in my mind where he already knows that he's going to play.
But how long he's going to do in a couple of weeks? 25 pounds of muscle? Into playing shape? In other words,
by game eight.
People are talking about by game eight. Fine. Then he's probably going to make the decision for game eight by game one.
He's probably already
made it. He's got to make the decision probably before the season starts.
I think he's already made the decision. I think this is all a big ruse. I never believe that he's actually walking away for good.
Then we'll know. Unless he goes into hiding at some point in the early fall, we'll know in September. If he looks the same as he does now, he ain't coming back. If he looks like a guy who is closer to the physical version of what we saw last year, then you get a shot.
All right.
I'm betting against it.
It is Sports Radio WEI. Let's grab one more before
I'm
the
told,
break
by the
here.
Way, on the text line, the Weber, I think mine is a Weber. Weber electric grills are good.
Oh, there you go.
I have to go back and look at the label now. I'm pretty sure it is a Weber.
Nothing but the best for Chris Filani. Let's grab Paul. Paul's in Westfield. Paul, you next up here on WEI.
It's a good burger.
The Garrulous Gilroy and the Professor Filani. Ah. Double rubble. How are you two?
What's happening, my man?
I have a new view on the NBA, major transformation, but I have one quick question. Mr. Gilroy, Pat, you were talking about your kids at the game on the phone.
Yeah.
When the ratings have to be shared, remember if cable first had 80 channels, now we're looking at 700-800, an average of 200. So diversification, multimedia, the actual percentage of ratings is less. But like the money in baseball is like $30 billion. They're making a fortune. So it's an appearance because of a new market. Well, that's what's going on. The ratings numbers being down.
Paul, that's what I asked Rob Bradford when he was in the studio with us an hour ago. I said, you know, money is never been higher in baseball, so how are we sitting here talking about the sport, quote unquote, dying? But you know, Bradford's a baseball guy, and yeah, money's there. There's no doubt about that. But it's hard for them to capture the audience that they're looking for. So, Paul, right now the money's there, but the guy that they're grabbing is 59 years old. Last year he was 58. The year before he was 57. On average, that's who they're able to successfully target with their advertising right now. So my worry about baseball isn't a worry about today. My worry is if they're still unable to capture a younger audience, a new audience, what happens in 10 or 15 years when that 59-year-old is 70, 75, 76 years old? You know what I mean? That's when they're really going to face potentially crippling problems unless they do something relatively drastic to begin to capture a younger audience.
Right. They caught the margin and the baby boomers, now the silver hairs. I agree. Okay, so here's my next question. When you look at LeBronitis and what he did, Cleveland, Miami, Cleveland, him dominating and then Golden State with the dynasty, this new transition of the world champion team letting their best player go, and now Durant's gone from Golden State, and they are not Golden without Durant. This clearly is the first time in a lot of years where there's a major open room for us to really do some. Do you see the end of the dynasties on both ends here? One was just getting off the ground and blew up. And one's done. They're old now. Curry can't carry that team on his own.
Yeah, we're definitely in a post-Warriors world, but I don't think that it opens it up more than it's been in the past, but I don't think it's open for the Celtics. It's still, the NBA is still an oligarchy. We're still talking about maybe six teams that can win the title.
The Celtics are clearly right there, one of them. I don't even believe that.
No.
The Celtics are a good team. They're going to win.
Yeah, they're going to be good.
They're going to win 48 to 50 games. They're going to go to the second round of the playoffs.
They can
maybe compete to reach a conference final, but that's exactly what they were in their final year of IT and Al Horford and Jonas Jerebko and Jay Crowder.
Sure.
And that team got blown up because that wasn't the goal. That wasn't good enough. So if we're back at that as our starting position, that's a little bit troubling. But I do believe that they're on the right track. They've got the right pieces in place, and now they've got the ability to add to those pieces in the coming years. We'll see what they do. But I am more excited about this season than I was about, than I thought I would be after the end of last season. Last season, even for me, the biggest green teamer there is, that team was hard to watch. It was hard to watch.
It was brutal. It was awful television.
I didn't enjoy watching it. I enjoyed watching the ML Carr 15-win Celtics more than I enjoyed last year's team, because the ML Carr team, we all knew what the end game was. We knew what they were doing. Last year's team was a disappointment from beginning to end. It is Sports Radio WEEI. We come back, we'll wrap this thing up right here. Sports Radio WEEI.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's WEEI at night on Sports Radio WEEI.
So this was a quick 4 hours, Polani.
That it was, with a Rob Bradford guest appearance. It's a wild night. Anything can happen the day after the All-Star game. We never mentioned the All-Star game. 4 hours.
Most people haven't thought about the All-Star game at all today, which...
I didn't watch it.
Part and parcel.
I'll be honest. Yeah,
tell the world what you watched instead.
No, instead of the Home Run Derby, I watched Pitch Perfect 2.
I love that. Yes. I love that. You work in sports talk radio.
Yep.
And you watched Pitch Perfect 2.
Tuesday morning... I get to the course, and I meet up with my coworker, and he's a big Mets fan. And the first, of course, now I'm blanking on who won the damn derby. It's the guy from the Mets.
I didn't watch it either.
Charleston.
Pete Alonso.
Thank you, Pete Alonso. I think it was Vlad. I'm like, he hasn't played for the Mets. So he's like, hey, how about my man Pete Alonso? I'm like, what?
Who, what?
What about him? I mean, it's the biggest win the Mets have had in years, so I understand his excitement for it. But that was the first thing he brought up Tuesday morning when we got to the course, and
I had
no idea what he was talking about. I said, I could tell you that the Barton Bells had a big win at Worlds.
So bad.
Pitch Perfect, too, and what's her name there? Kendrick. She is a fine-looking individual.
I, too, watched the movie instead of the Home Run Derby. I watched the Beatles movie yesterday.
Well, yours was better than mine.
But it wasn't
easier to admit, I think.
I didn't go to the movie theater to watch it.
How did you pull that off? Is it in the theater still?
Of course it is.
Did you bootleg it?
There's a great...
Like Seinfeld?
There's
a bootlegger?
There's a great website called Solar Movie.
Solar Movie?
Yes. www.1. So there's a 1 after the third W.
That's how you know it's good.
Solarmovie.net.
And this the dark web?
It's awesome. So much like some of the bootlegs that they have are like the cheesy ones you used to be able to buy on VHS or on DVD, where it's somebody with a camcorder in the theater.
I need three cameras, two in the balcony.
Those ones are kind of hard to watch. Some of them are okay, but a lot of them are bootlegged from a studio in out of China, and they actually look and sound really good. What they do is every 15-20 minutes, they'll put an ad in there that you have to watch for some betonline.something.
Who cares? It's like watching Hulu.
So what you do is you take it and you airplay it from your phone to your Apple TV, and now you're watching in-theater movies at home on a 60-inch TV.
So you're a criminal.
I guess so.
That's all I took from that.
I guess so.
You were a criminal. The movie stealing intellectual property.
The movie was not worth the $12 movie ticket. Put it that way. I don't feel bad about that one.
You know, all the conversation we had about spending money, one of the cheapest nights out with your family, as much as people think it's the most expensive thing in the world, is the movies.
That's it. And if you go...
You can get it done for less than $100 for a family of four.
You absolutely can do that. And by the way, up in New Hampshire, we got a place called Chunky's. It's awesome.
At Chunky's,
they ripped out Lincoln Town Car front seats.
Yeah.
Big
leather
reclining seats.
Like the drive-in.
And it's a restaurant. All right, so... And it's dirt cheap tickets. You have the Kevin Bacon burger is a good one to have.
Okay.
And, you get after it. You go to Chunky's, you watch a movie.
I think after this, you're going to get a free Kevin Bacon burger your next time at Chunky's.
Little
plug-ola.
I was looking forward to working with you again tomorrow night, but that's not going to happen.
May not come in.
You and Brian Barrett tomorrow.
We'll see.
It's going to be an explosive show.
Someone get him some vitamin D.
Looking forward to it. My name is Patrick Gilroy. His name is Chris Villani.
Vampire.
Chris is back tomorrow for WEEI at night. I'll be back again tomorrow for WEI.
Have
late
a good
night.
Trip to Miami. I will think about you when I'm on the course.
It's going to be great. I'll talk to you soon. Bye bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.